Audrey Fault.
I seem to recognize your face. Long seem familiar, yet I can't seem to place it. Can I find the kind of love thought to lie? No one. Yeah, lifetimes are catching up with me. All these changes take place. I wish I'd see.
I wanted to say something before the next song, to introduce the next song. I think it would be a real good idea, and I'm surprised it hasn't been part of our history already, and hopefully it could be in the near future, but I really do believe that Election Day should be a national holiday. To be sure that people have the opportunity to vote, especially if they have to stand in long lines, and especially when you have polls closing and difficulties and confusion, and everyone gets the day off and gets to focus on their voting, and then after that, they get to have a beer. Speaking of, do you see these people right here? You caught my eye because, well, sex and beer catches my eye sometimes. But do you see these folks here? I heart sex and beer. And then she has one that says, I heart sex and beer. Now, there's also a lot of t-shirts from Planned Parenthood and lots of issues, so it's kind of a nice, refreshing, you know. But I'm so glad you found each other. Somebody give me a beer. Two. Now, I have to ask, so were you actually wearing the shirts when you first met? Like, oh, it'd be such a romantic Shakespearean moment. I'm gonna give these to you. And I'll get to watch you enjoy them together. But that's all I wanna see. Now don't tell me you do the other thing that quick as well. All right, here's to you. And here's, so you know, here's the other idea about the election day being a holiday, because it is the one day that all us Americans, we are all equal. No matter your wealth, no matter your status in life, no matter your age, accomplishments, it's one mind, it's one vote, we are equal. It is the equalizer. And we should celebrate that and make sure we take advantage of it and enjoy it, not just because it's a right, but it's a responsibility as well. And never more so. And you know, it's important now because you have to do it in big numbers because they're having complications. And when you've got, you know, wealthy individuals that are allowed to sway politicians and sway the way the laws are made, and it's and then corruption, and then Russians. It is the one power, the one strength we have is to come out in big numbers that will make sure our desires come to fruition. It is the voting is the antidote, all right? The vote is the antidote. And it is your vote they can't deny.